You are now on air.
Audio date is 01.16.2024. Current time is 06:02 a.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York. That'd be the southern tier of upstate New York where I live and reside. Rich Roberts here for the Fireman Rich Audio Podcast, Morning Coffee, 01.16.2024. Good morning, folks. We're getting our day started here with a hot cup of coffee here for the start of the day here. It tastes good. For a hashtag positive start to the day, hashtag PSTTD. Rich Roberts, Fireman Rich here on the Spotify for Podcasters app. And we're getting our Tuesday going, and we have a little bit of the white stuff outside. It looks like we got 1 to 2 inches. So we're starting off with a snowy day, but we're going to still start off with a positive start to the day because that's the way we roll, folks. Plus, I've got my morning coffee here, so I'm good to go. And let's go ahead and back out the intro music. Rich Roberts, though, here and at Fireman Rich over there on X/Twitter, as well as True Social, Blue Skies, and Threads, Instagram Threads, at Fireman Rich on those four platforms. And you can also find me over there on the Facebook side there. On the public Facebook page that I have, The Real Fireman Rich. So that covers the board there, you know, if you're a righty or if you're a lefty, as far as that goes. I don't use Facebook that much, but I understand I need to have a presence there of some sort. I do have a private Facebook page, and I don't utilize that as long as and also Instagram, because that's part of that Facebook family, and I'm not really too hip, but I'm more hip on Facebook of late than say that streaming app there that NBC has been trying to promote, Peacock. So, but I don't want to go into it. I've done enough of that over there on the live stream side. Over there on Twitch, where you can follow me over there, also at Fireman Rich right over there. There's no at sign, just Fireman Rich. And we have a good live stream broadcast over there Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. We had a good one yesterday. We were being simulcast on somebody else's broadcast over in Ireland. A gentleman I follow, I'll give him a shout out. His real name's Lem, but his Twitch name is Jim Figgerty. And he's a good guy. He's live right now. I saw an alert that he is live. I'll probably poke my head in his broadcast after doing this audio podcast there, the Fireman Rich audio podcast. But we're getting our day started with a little bit warmer temperature than yesterday, by a few degrees, 22 degrees Fahrenheit, which equates to negative 5.55, negative 5.5 degrees Celsius, as far as that goes. So it is cold out. We did take a morning walk yesterday, me and the missus, and it wasn't too bad. It was about, we waited till it warmed up to about 20. I think we started out with like 17. No, we started out with like, was it 13 degrees or something? We're like negative 10. What was negative 10 Celsius? I know that was negative 10. So if I plug that in, negative 10. Oh, it was 14 degrees. It was like 13, 14 degrees yesterday. So we're warmer than that. Well, actually, just dropped a degree. I said 22, didn't I? Did I say 22? Let's see. Yeah, I said, we're at 21 degrees Fahrenheit right now. So let me see. 21. What is that? No. Let's see. We're at negative 5.5 and playing with the keyboard. Yeah, we're at 22. So we did drop a degree. Oh my God. Drop a degree. We gained a degree. But we're about this temperature yesterday when me and the missus went for a morning walk, and it was sort of late, probably around 9:30, 10 o'clock. And it was not too bad. The wind was like 5 to 10 miles per hour, so it wasn't that bad. It's when it's cold, like it is now, the one factor that's really is a factor that affects you greatly is the wind, because that really lowers the temperature with that wind chill factor as far as that goes. So, coffee's good. And I do not really care for the wind chill factor because I'm at a point. I used to be able to tolerate back when I was a lot younger and stuff, but it's not something I really enjoy. You know, I can stand in the cold when it's cold, but when that wind's blowing, that wind just bites through you with that negative degree weather. Temperature-wise, I guess. Let's see, our world times and temperatures, as far as that goes. Honolulu, Hawaii this morning at 1:08 a.m. local there in Honolulu. Cloudy skies, 74 degrees Fahrenheit. Phoenix, Arizona, where at 4:08 a.m. currently, clear skies, 43 degrees Fahrenheit. In Chicago, Illinois, the Windy City at 5:08 a.m., clear skies for the most part with a little few clouds, negative 1 degree Fahrenheit. They had some snow yesterday, so that's probably what we're getting right now. Down there in New York City, there is snow. I have a snow icon on the New York City time at 6:08 a.m., and that's what the time is currently here in the southern tier of upstate New York. But they have snow with temperatures 27 degrees Fahrenheit, so they're a little bit warmer, but not by much. Let's see, Cork, Ireland, across the pond, the Atlantic Ocean. They got cloudy skies with some sun peeking through at 11:09 a.m., 32 degrees Fahrenheit. In Milan, Italy, at 12:09 p.m., they have a hot 44 degrees Fahrenheit compared to what we're having here. Sunny skies there in Milan. Manja. They're at lunchtime there. And let's see, moving to Kuala Lumpur, they still have those thunder rainstorms at 7:09 p.m. in the early evening, 80 degrees Fahrenheit. And in Tokyo, Japan, at 8:09 p.m. in the evening, clear skies, 40 degrees Fahrenheit. And down there, down under in Australia, Melbourne, Australia, at 10:09 p.m., clear skies for the most part with some clouds, 82 degrees Fahrenheit. And in Sydney, Australia, at 10:10 p.m. now, the time just changed and caught up, 73 degrees Fahrenheit and cloudy skies. And those are our world times and temperatures as I speak. We do have a thought for the day this morning. It comes from a gentleman. I don't think I've ever had this gentleman on here before. He is an American author and was... Let's see, Oliver Napoleon Hill was an American self-help author. He is best known for his book, Think and Grow Rich, which is among the best-selling self-help books of all times. Hill's work insisted on the essentials to improving one's life. So we thank you for that, Mr. Oliver Napoleon Hill. But his quote here is strictly Napoleon, so it looks like he went by his middle name. But his quote and our thought for the day goes as follows: if you cannot do great things, do small things in a great way. So basically, if you can't eat the whole enchilada, just maybe eat half of it and do a good job. I always relate to food. If you can't really do the great scheme of things, you know, do the small things in a great way. And primarily, you know, your family, taking care of your family, doing community work, being there for your friends and coworkers, just to be, you know, off the top of my head. I'm always thinking about that. So there's a lot of small things, and those small things add up to great things. So if you cannot do great things, do small things in a great way. Napoleon Hill. And thank you, sir. Let's see, our national day. Oh, I don't have the national day up. Let's see, I forgot that tab. Let's see, national day. And let's see, for today, yesterday being Martin Luther King Day yesterday. So, but for this Tuesday, let's see, we have National Without a Scallop. Scalpel. That's an instrument that the doctor uses for surgery. National Fig Newton Day. I like Fig Newtons. They're good. Let's see. We got National Religious Freedom Day. Okay. I like this one. National Nothing Day. Let's do nothing today. I can really use that one today with the missus. National Nothing. I'm going to go with this one. I like this one. We need a comical one. Mostly we have foodies on here. We eat the foodies. But I'm going to go with this one. National Nothing Day. Each year on January 16th, people across the nation recognize National Nothing Day. I wonder if they actually do, though. Nobody going into work. Hashtag National Nothing Day. The observation was, observance was created to provide America with one national day when they can just sit without celebrating, observing, or honoring anything. Okay. National Day. Let's see. So how come they go in to... Well, let's see. Martin Luther King's Day falls on the third Monday of January, which means that one in seven January 16ths will fall on the same day as Nothing Day. Eventually, be nudging the nature or Nothing Day. So... Oh, okay. I see what they're saying there. Once in a while, Martin Luther King Day falls on Nothing Day. So Martin Luther King is going to be the primary celebration or national particular subject for the day. While it may be a good day to celebrate nothing at all, we're supposed to put nothing in a glass and set it on the table. Might suffice for the celebration. Okay, so if that's what you can do, you just put an empty glass on the table. I think I'll do that at dinner. You may leave your diary page blank every January 16th. Don't mark anything in it. I think I'm going to go with an empty glass. I don't have a diary or journal. I have a logbook of what I do here on the internet for various things. Let's see, just saying some of the things you can do. You just do nothing. Just sit around. Do nothing. But you have to always be doing something. You can't just be doing nothing. Even when you're sleeping, you're doing something. You're getting rest. So, you know, I'm getting too deep into this Nothing Day. So, happy Nothing Day for this January 16th, 2024. Okay, our... interesting subject or article that I want to present is one of outer space nature. It's concerning scientists have spotted a mysterious aurora on a distant celestial object where supposedly there's no sun, but it has an aurora around it. And let's see what that's all about. Let's see. Everybody's giving... Everyone's given 5 seconds to look into it. Knows that the aurora borealis is caused by changing particles from the sun interacting with the Earth's magnetic field. But what if there were no sun? Could there still be an aurora? You would figure, no, they can't, because the sun is the active item that is causing it, right? You would figure, but That's what astronomers using NASA's James Webb Space Telescope seem to have observed after finding an object displaying what is probably an aurora-like that is familiar with the northern lights of our world. The object in question is a brown dwarf planet, something larger than Jupiter, but smaller than a star, known as W1935. It just gets me how they tag these celestial bodies and stuff like that, both suns and planets. And unlike any planet in our solar system that experiences an aurora, it's an isolated object in space with no nearby stars to create one. So it doesn't have a sun of its own. They just found this by accident with the James Webb Space Telescope. This is an unexpected discovery because the brown dwarf is cold and lacks a host star. Therefore, there is no obvious source of energy to heat its upper atmosphere and make the methane glow, NASA writes. So there's methane atmosphere on this particular planet. To help explain the mysteries of the infrared emissions from methane, the team turned to our solar system. So you got to understand the James Space Webb, they're looking at things in infrared. So they could see a lot more. The eyes that we have, we cannot see infrared. And that's one of the main things on the James Space Webb. They can look through the solar system in an infrared lens, and that's what they're seeing. They're seeing light in the infrared range. Methane in emission is a common feature in gas giants like Jupiter and Saturn. So this is a gas giant planet. The upper atmosphere's heating that powers the emissions is linked to auroras, and we've seen them on Jupiter and Saturn here in our solar system. On Earth, the energetic particles that create the northern lights cascade down into our atmosphere along magnetic field lines near Earth's poles, colliding with gas molecules and creating an eerie dancing curtain of light. Jupiter and Saturn have similar aurora processes. Okay, so they do. That involve interaction with the solar wind, but they also get aurora contributions from nearby active moons like Io, and there's this other moon. Io is from Jupiter, and what's this one? Enceladus over there at Saturn. So they get some activity that helps create the auroras on those two particular planets. NASA say that for this isolated brown dwarfs like W1935, the absence of stellar wind to contribute to the aurora process and explain the extra energy in the upper atmosphere required for methane emission is a mystery. So they're not sure how. So what's causing this aurora on this particular planet? And again, I'm taking it, they're looking at it as an infrared. So there's something, you know, there's some type of energy source that's creating that. A team led by Jackie Farhetti, an astronomer at the American Museum of Natural History in New York, was awarded time on the Webb telescope to investigate 12 cold brown dwarfs. Among those were W1935, an object that was discovered by citizen scientist Dan Castleton. The team summarized that either unaccounted internal process like the atmosphere phenomena, that's a rougher word, of Jupiter and Saturn, or external interaction with either interstellar plasma or a nearby active moon may help account for the emission that's on this this particular dwarf, brown dwarf planet that they're looking at. with and which is called W1935, with which we now have a spectacular extension of a solar system phenomena without any stellar interaction, as much as we know right now, to help in the explanation. With Webb, we can really open the hood on the chemistry and unpack how similar or different the Aurora process may be beyond our solar system. So they're seeing something similar. But again, I gotta note, this is in the infrared. So, you know, as far as, you know, if you were to look at it through, say, Hubble telescope, there's no infrared cameras on the Hubble, I believe. That's the uniqueness of plus the Webb Space Telescope can look a lot further than the Hubble, which I guess I read something. They're looking at possible rescue service mission to Hubble to service, because it's been a number of years since they, well, the last time it was service is when we were still flying the shuttles, so that's a long time ago. And I guess it's only got one working gyro. I think there's like six of them on board and whatnot. So that'll be, I think that's worth a space mission to go up there and try and redo it, but there's a lot involved in that. I guess some of these gyros were the size of refrigerators, but you know, we've come a long way since then, so maybe they'll make them like the size of a television, like the old square television set in the wooden box. All right, there's our interesting article. Let's see, on this day in history, let's see, we have, what do we have here? Superman was first published as a daily newspaper comic strip back in 1939, and Superman used to be in the Sunday Funnies. It wasn't a regular Monday through Saturday comic strip. But they did have Superman, I remember, in the Sunday paper. Two-man is talking about the celestial objects. Well, here's a celestial object that orbits the Earth. Two-man Soviet Soyuz spacecraft became the first vehicles to dock in space and transfer personnel back in 1969. I thought we had that one yesterday. I guess it just continued into the next day, too. Let's see. In 2007, Nepal declared January 16th to be a public holiday to celebrate the country overcoming a decade of conflict with Maoist rebels who now work together with women and work class representation within the elected parliament. Well, I think China has a big influence still on that country. Let's see. In 1865, on this day, Union Major General William T. Sherman decreed that 400,000 acres of land in the South would be divided into 40-acre lots and given to former slaves. The order later revoked by President Andrew Johnson is believed to have inspired the expression of 40 acres and a mule. So General Sherman was doing that, but he was overruled by his commander-in-chief, President Andrew Johnson, who took over after the assassination of President Lincoln. President Andrew Johnson was not a really good president. He was one of our weak presidents, but which we have an example to look to today. We have a weak president. That's just my opinion, folks, okay? But let's see. Continuing. What else do we have? It's a little light here. It's nothing going on. Let's see. In 1991... the White House announced the start of Operation Desert Storm to drive Iraq forces out of Kuwait. I was still in the service. I was stationed over there at Aviano Air Base, Italy. We had a lot of people come through that particular air base. Allied forces prevailed on February 28, 1991, and continued, I guess, after that into the Iraq War, where we the Allied forces booted him out. He was a bad guy. Bad guy. Not a good guy. 2017, former NASA astronaut Eugene Cernan, to date the last man to walk on the moon, passed away in Houston at the age of 82. Yeah, our astronauts that walked on the moon, they're up there in age now, as far as that goes. So there we have our history. What's this one? Today, January 16th, Caesar Augustus declared as a Roman Empire, or Emperor. He was declared Roman Emperor, and first Emperor of the Roman Empire by the Senate. Augustus, Caesar Augustus, on January 16th, 27 BC. That was a long time ago. A long time ago. We did have some football this, what they call Super Wild Card Weekend. I just call it Wild Card Weekend. It's the same Wild Card playoffs that they've had for years. But for some reason, we have certain TV networks that are bolstering it up as super. There was some good play. There's some good play. This weekend, though, starting out last this past Saturday, the Browns fell to the Texans in a pretty good game. The Texans, got to give my hat off to the Texans. They weren't expected to win that. The Browns, they were working on what, their third or fourth quarterback with Joe Flacco, who just couldn't get it done this particular game. And then the one game that this one TV channel or service here, NBC, has a streaming service to where they had the game. It was exclusively, even if you had the NFL package, you could not watch this game. I ended up listening to it on internet radio, and that was the Kansas City Chiefs winning over the Dolphins, the Miami Dolphins, 26-7. And then the big surprise was the Green Bay Packers on Sunday beating the Dallas Cowboys. And Dallas Cowboys organization is in disarray now. Their particular coach is not going to be there, I don't think. That's the talk that I've been seeing on the talking heads on the sports page or sports networks and shows, such as what's the one I watch on ESPN? I watch sport. I can't think of it. It's one of the sports shows, but Green Bay, they're going to probably be looking for a new coach. And oh, wait a minute, didn't they just let Bill Belichick go? That's who I think might go to Dallas. And I said that in a live stream broadcast today. I'm privileged and thankful that I'm able to take part in. And that's from my good friend Tony D over there on Twitch, Belt Kings Fantasy Football, where I did say that and just sort of scoffed at, because I guess at that time everybody was thinking Dallas Cowboys were going to win. Even me, I thought the Dallas Cowboys were going to win over the Green Bay Packers, because the Green Bay Packers were the last team to get into the playoffs. So you figure, no, they're not that strong. Well, they did a whooping, 48-32, and that 32 that Dallas got, I think Packers just lightened up and let them have the last two touchdowns. It was over after the first quarter. It was obvious that Dallas could not get anything going. The Sunday evening game, the Lions took care of the Rams, which was a very good game, close game. They only won by 1 point. The Rams played a good game, and but the Lions were able to fare and they move on. And then last night we had, yesterday they moved the game from Sunday to Monday because of the snowstorm up there in Buffalo. You had the Buffalo Bills beating the Pittsburgh Steelers, who put up a pretty good fight, I guess. But the Bills were the stronger of the two teams, and that's the team that I'm. It's a New York team, folks. Technically it's the only New York team, because the Giants and Jets play in Jersey. But the Buffalo Bills, they won 31-17, and then last night the Buccaneers, the Eagles are out. The Eagles just imploded. So even at the start of the game, they did not look like they were into this game for some reason. So Buccaneers hand off to Baker Mayfield, winning his first playoff game, I think, as a Buck, being the quarterback there, and they move on. So what's the setup for next weekend? Let's see, you got Texas going to Baltimore to play the Ravens, who were on a bye, and then Green Bay going into San Francisco, moving because San Francisco on the national side, the national conference, they had a bye, so against the Green Bay Packers. And then Sunday at 3, you got the Lions beating the Bucks. That's going to be interesting. I think the Buccaneers go up to Detroit, but I think the Lions will win that game. And then you have the Kansas City Chiefs next Sunday at 6:30 coming into Orchard Park. Both teams can play in the cold, so that's not going to be a factor for either one of them. But it's a change. The Chiefs are coming to Orchard Park to play the Bills. So I like the Chiefs, but I say go Bills, go. Part of the Bills Mafia, as they would call it. Hashtag Bills Mafia. So there we have our football setup for next week. We're getting down into the divisional round next weekend, or this upcoming weekend. And let's see, just go over basketball. The Celtics won yesterday 105-96 over the Raptors, and that's lost by 1 point to the Heat. Ooh, that's not good. On Sunday play, did the Knicks play yesterday? I think they might have played Saturday. Let's see, did they play Saturday? And I don't see them playing. When did they play? Let's see, Sunday again, going down the list. I don't see Knicks. Ooh, Warriors lost to the Grizzlies, okay. But the overall standings is in the Eastern Conference, Boston Celtics are still in first place. They're 3 games ahead of the Bucks, as well as 5 games ahead of the 76ers. Let's see, you got the Cavaliers, Heat, Pacers. Knicks are number 7, Magic, Bulls, and the Nets are still holding in that 10th position there. Over on the Western Conference, you have the Timberwolves are in first, and Thunder, Nuggets are 1 game behind, and then the Clippers are 3 games. Number 5th spot is the Kings, 6 is Mavericks, Pelicans, Suns, Jazz, and the Lakers are holding on to that number 10 spot. Warriors are down to 12th. Wow. So I'm trying to key in on basketball, seeing that football is starting to sort of subside here until March 30th, because that's when we have the newly formed United Football League that combined the XFL and the USFL, the spring football leagues, into one. I think they just had their draft, because I'm following the St. Louis team there in the league, and so they got 2 divisions, and that's going to be interesting to see. Continuing football, and then after they're done, Canadian football starts, and that takes us back into the NFL of next year, which should be really interesting, because this has been a great year for football. But let's see, we're at 33 and a half minutes, so we're right in that mark where it's time to say we have to go, folks, and get our day started, and get the day started here, and see what the day brings, and enjoy the day, and have a hashtag positive start to the day. Hashtag PSTTD day. PSTTD day. And I hope you all are starting off on the right foot here, because if you get up waking positive and it gets you ready for any crap that may hit the fan later on. It, you know, that you have that buffer of positivity that absorbs that crap that may hit you during the course of the day. I guess that's my outlook on it and stuff. It, as far as that goes, there's nothing scientific behind it, just an outlook, folks. But we're going to go ahead and exit stage left. We'll be broadcasting tomorrow over there on Twitch. Fireman Rich on the Twitch, and in the meantime, you can follow me over there on X/Twitter, as well as Truth Social, Blue Sky, and Instagram Threads at Fireman Rich on all 4 of those platforms, and also over on the Facebook side, the public Facebook is you can find me at The Real Fireman Rich. And I'm at a host of other places. So you can just check the links in the show notes here on the Spotify for Podcasters app page, webpage there and stuff like that. And I want to say thank you, Spotify, for the Spotify Podcasters app. A great app. I'm using it here on my old LG Stylo 5, Android track phone. And I greatly appreciate that. All right, folks, you all have a great one wherever you may be on this big blue marble. Live life. Have fun. Ciao for now. As always, peace. Take care, folks.